When it comes to word association, the words clarinet and Evan Christopher go hand in hand. Having been involved with the New Orleans music community for over 20 years, he has definitely earned that connection. He's also seen the music community transition and change over those decades. And we're here in the studio with Evan to see the music through his eyes. Thanks so much for coming in, Evan.
Thank you, Kelly.
I don't know why, but musicians, you've got great stories. And I know you said you've got memories. So
yeah,
tell me one of your best.
I'm not one of those great storytellers. The only
story that comes to mind is just the one about how I got here in the first place. And I remember I was on a tour with a singer-songwriter from San Diego, California. He was, we had a stop early, like a matinee on a Sunday in Chicago. And so we hit the road by the afternoon. It still was daylight. And it was a nice long trip. And I remember waking up in New Orleans. And I think we were on Claiborne trying to figure out how to get one of the arteries to get to St. Charles, trying to figure out how to get the tour bus down there. And I remember thinking, wow, it was like a Dr. Seuss book. Nothing was plumb. Everything was crooked, sticking out of the ground at different angles and everything, telephone poles. And it was late June, so it was hot and humid. And then we did this gig at Tipitina's. And in 1994, they didn't have no air conditioning or anything. It was just this big industrial fan, you know, the kind that they use in warehouses. And the band wore match suits, so it was a hot gig. And I remember being nauseous from, I don't think I was even drinking that much, but just enough with that humidity that it was just a bad combination. And I just decided, this is great. I'm gonna move here. And right. I quit the band and I went back to California, packed up a little car full of stuff and drove out.
You definitely are a voice in regard to speaking out against gentrification. You have a column, Mac Notes, that you talk about this and the influence on New Orleans. So tell us about your inspiration and motivation for that.
I mean, I came here to be a musician and to perform New Orleans music, and I'm happy to do it for people in the community and visitors alike. I think the challenge of gentrification is for people who are deciding to be in New Orleans. You know, I came as a transplant from California originally, and the people that are coming as transplants, I think the challenge is, because they're not all gentrifiers. I mean, technically, they're not making enough money to be gentrifiers by definition. However, their level of engagement of our community and our traditions, I think, is something that we should all be looking at carefully to kind of steward them for our future and to keep them healthy and evolving.
Switch gears to music here. What song still moves you even though you've played it hundreds of times?
You know what? That would have been a really hard question a few months ago. But now I have a 6-month-old daughter, and the answer is so easy now, and it's Louis Armstrong's What a Wonderful World. I remember the story that I heard that Louis had doubts that he could sing the song, and his wife Lucille just told him, no, Louis, this song... You know, he said, oh, this song's not for me. He said, no, it's for the world. And, you know, she really nailed it. And, you know, now that I've got a kid, it's definitely the easiest one to say.
She like it? Are there, like, limbs flailing?
Not yet. Not yet. She likes his voice.
She
likes
does?
His voice, but it's a little too slow for her to she kind of zones out. So I can't tell if she's zoning out because she's thinking, you know, I don't know. She's only 6 months, so I can't really exactly tell what's going on in there.
One day you'll have that conversation.
But, yeah.
Right, coming back for that. Well, thanks so much, Evan, for coming in.
Thank you, Kelly, and thanks Nola V.
To learn more about Evan Christopher and his music, you can check out clarinetroad.com. You can also read his column Mac Notes on nolav.com. For Nolavine WWNO, this has been Kelly Crawford and
Evan Christopher.